Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was at the Circa.
Who does the
Newarka?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Coming up right after Guru and I discussed what happened on the morning show. We're seeking your input on our following segment and maybe segments. But quick tell me what the morning show.
They put up a poll.
Okay.
And if you could get rid of one of these two contracts, which one would it be?
Okay.
And it was Brandon Ayuk. I thought this was incredible. Brandon Ayuk or Willie Adames. And so, again, we know it's early for Willie.
I'd say Ayuk.
And I'm there, too.
That's the one.
I don't want to run anybody out of town, but I'm very disappointed in him, man.
Now, if the question is any contract in the Bay Area.
Oh, so this is what we could add. Who would you throw in there?
Draymond.
Mm. Yeah.
Draymond.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't have a terrible contract, but yeah, you could move on if you wanted to, right?
We were all shocked when he got it.
About Jimmy Butler. People are saying Jimmy Butler.
Ooh, man. And who knows if the Warriors get frisky. I'm just saying.
You know what?
Boy, it's coming fast and in a hurry, man.
You would have said Butler after game 5 of the Timberwolves series.
Well, now you're saying I wanted to throw him out with the bathwater. I didn't, and I'm still excited this year coming up. Where if he's still a Warrior, and I expect him to be, Steiny, he has a full training camp with the rest of the guys. I think that matters, but I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
This is it.
So I was thinking about this over the course of the last couple of weeks. And San Francisco, and to a larger extent the Bay Area, it's an area of transplants, correct?
No doubt.
Okay. So what is by far... we don't have to do it by sport. But anyway, when we talk about the NFL and it being king, and Sundays are just a great day to watch NFL games, mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know what? I've heard that in the Bay, there are some bars
this blows my
that
mind.
Cater to other teams' fans. In other words, the big one, okay? There's a bar on Broadway, Shanghai Kelly's.
Okay.
Okay? Apparently, though not apparently, it is considered, and it has been for a while, it's a Steelers bar.
Come on, man.
So if the Steelers are playing on a Sunday, and you're a Steeler fan that happens to live in the Bay Area, and you want to watch it with fans who are like-minded, you go to Shanghai Kelly's.
The clubhouse.
And that's where you can watch the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what I want to do, I want to create the ultimate comprehensive list of where you can watch the opposing team play at sports bars around the city if your team is a team other than, let's say, the Niners or the Giants or the Warriors. And so we started this project last week.
Yeah.
And right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 12 bars and restaurants in the city that apparently cater to a certain group of fans. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to just go down the list to start and tell you what we've heard they are.
All right.
And then we can get people to call in at 888-957-9570. And
before you go ahead
and confirm that these places exist and it's where to go to watch your favorite team if it's not a Bay Area team.
I love this, but with your intel that you currently have, which you're about to list off, yes, list off to us all, are these 12 individual different teams for, or is,
well,
or some redundant?
That's a great question. It's a great, great question. There looks to be a little overlap on some of these, but that's okay. Okay, so here...
And I'm writing them down, too.
And here's the other thing. If you think one of these is wrong, feel free, because when we were doing it at a bar, so...
Don't let us know.
We had a lot of input from a couple of the bartenders there, but here we go. So Shanghai Kelly's on Broadway is a Steelers bar.
Wow.
Apparently.
Okay.
Okay. The R Bar in San Francisco apparently is a Cleveland Browns bar. So if you want to go watch the Cleveland Browns, you would go to the R Bar. Now, here's another place for the Cleveland Browns that at least it was 10 years ago, and I don't know if it still is, and that's what I'm asking. Are these places? McGee's.
Okay.
McGee's Bar in Alameda, I remember back in the day, was a Browns bar. And so I wonder if it's still a Browns bar. Have you ever heard of the Rec Room?
I have not.
The Rec Room in San Francisco is a Jets bar.
I got to tell you, this is kind of sick. All right, I've never heard that this is the Jets bar.
Well, that's what I heard. Okay. If you're a New York fan, apparently the bar in the city that you want to go to is Aces.
Aces.
They're a New York Giants. Now, get this. Maybe somebody again can confirm. So they're a New York Giants bar, football, but it's also a New York type of bar for the New York sports teams. However, it's also a Wisconsin bar, University of Wisconsin.
Wow.
I remember being in there a couple years ago on a Saturday. My buddy Dana went to Wisconsin. You know him. And sure enough, there was Wisconsin. The Bus Stop on Union Street.
Wow, man.
Apparently it's a Bengals bar. Come on. Cincinnati Bengals bar. So 888-957-9570 is the number. If you got any, give it to us, because we want to go put this list on our website. It doesn't have to be NFL teams,
yeah,
too.
I got you.
Because there's, for example, the Kezar Pub, which we've done shows from.
Oh, my gosh. I'm one of our favorites.
It's a Liverpool bar.
All right.
The soccer team in the English Premier League. In fact, I went there with my daughter at 8 o'clock in the morning because she's a Liverpool fan. And sure enough, the place was packed. There's a bar called Local Tap. Local Tap, great wings, great wings.
Oh, I'm in.
Apparently, it's a Packers bar. Blue Light, I think it's on Union, is a Dolphins bar. Anyway, North Star, Buffalo Bills. There's a place called the Bar on Dolores. It's a Bears bar, Chicago Bears. Place called the Bell Tower. It's just, it's on Polk and Vallejo. Vikings.
Come on, man.
Now, let me ask you that. Okay, so some of the others, Patriots Bar, North Beach called Tupelo.
Oh.
Connecticut Yankees, also a Patriots bar, apparently. The Bus Stop, also apparently is a Georgia football bar. Anyway, the one team that I haven't heard, and I can't believe it, is there a Cowboy bar in the city?
I haven't heard, and if I haven't heard, and I don't. Like, just think about how many times we've met in the playoffs the last 5 years. Steiny, I think I would be in the know, but I want to say N-O to that. But I'm getting goosebumps thinking, could that have been a bar of bars right up under my nose and I don't know it?
I'm wondering.
I'm saying no. I'm going to say no until somebody calls or tells us, "Goo, you've been missing out."
There's got to be. There's got to be a cowboy bar somewhere.
But I think we would know. Forget me. Wouldn't we know?
Not necessarily.
Enemy territory?
Not necessarily. Black magic voodoo. I've heard this.
Saints.
And I drove by it. Yes, the Saints. I thought that was on my list.
Black magic
That bar
voodoo.
Is on, and I'm just, that bar is on Lombard and Van Ness. Lombard and Van Ness, the Black magic voodoo lounge. So write that one down.
You know who that's for. Who that?
Apparently, there are college bars all over the bay, too. So, we can use those too. Ricky's in San Leandro. Yeah. Raiders bar. Is Ricky still open? I thought Ricky's
It's under new Yeah, new ownership or whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Blue Light. It's a Dolphins bar, but apparently it's also an Alabama football bar.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
Now from the text line, Buzzworks is a Chiefs bar. Now I've never heard of Buzzworks, Goo.
Either have I, but I just got to tell you, Stoney, I've never been in a fraternity, but I feel like I've been in the venues where, like Ricky's, rest in peace to Ricky Ricardo, Stoney, but Ricky's, everybody came and they would rep their team because there were so many TVs and in rooms, but I've never got to experience the bar just being, you know, I'm at the game watching the Niners or the war. I've never seen it like that. Like the Viking, you're telling me there's so many Viking fans, they could come in the city and rally together and watch a game? Man.
Apparently they can, and they do at Bell Tower on Polk and Vallejo.
Man.
Couple more from the text line. Shanga, North Star Cafe in North Beach. Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills. Here's another team I'm not seeing. What about Philadelphia Eagles?
I have not heard that once.
Where's the? There's got to be an Eagles bar, doesn't there? Somewhere in the city or in the Bay Area?
If you don't know.
McNally's, that's a place in Alameda. I'm sorry, that's a place in Oakland. They're saying that's a Seattle Seahawks bar.
Come on, man.
Anyway, we got about 25 here, so. North Star, also an LSU bar, according to... our good friend Jim Moley. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Our man.
Big Smooth in Oakland. What's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Nobody mentioned Ricky's, the Raider bar?
Stoney just did.
No, we just mentioned Ricky's, okay, but I know it it wasn't open for a
while.
What's
up with that?
What's that?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. But listen, this is an interesting topic because I stumbled across this phenomenon accidentally walk into a place and everybody had on Steelers jerseys. And I was like, what the heck? And then I saw a friend I used to work with. He had on the Steelers jersey. I go, hey, man, what's going on? And he says, this is what it means to watch the game. This was in Oakland at the Hyatt on Hagenberger.
Wow.
Who knows?
Really?
Yeah, this is an interesting stuff. Hey, man, there has to be a Cowboys bar. How can you have a Cleveland Browns bar in the city,
you're right.
Have a Cowboys. Come on, man, it's not possible. You're naming some pretty specific obscure teams. I'm just saying, man. Did you mean to tell me that is there a Tampa Bay Buccaneer bar? I'm just saying.
Hadn't heard one yet, Smooth.
Not yet, but
I love this topic, though, guys.
Thank you
for this.
Appreciate it, Big Smoothie.
Well, I'll just say this about the Cowboys, Donnie. Let's put the right on the table. Brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. It is a rival. And I've wore my fatigues over to the actual game, but can it be such a rival to where you don't have those bars in the city like the Eagles or Cowboys? Because I'm perplexed, and I love that the Jets, the Bengals, and the Dolphins, like, that's dope.
Well, now we've got a couple Eagles coming in.
Give me a name.
It says Jake Steak off Lombard Street is Eagle Country. Baby Blues Barbecue on Mission Street is an Eagles joint. There's Jake Steaks again. Georgian Waltz, that's in Oakland in the Rockridge area.
Okay.
It says Eagles and Packers. Seahawks bar is disgusting. Oh, Monahan's.
Now, I've heard
Pearson and Lombard is a Bears fan. And Penn State. Penn State football. Okay. And the R bar apparently is Alabama and Oregon. So if you want to watch any of those games. Goo, you were there Friday, right? And we were talking to Tony. Didn't he say there was a bar? Who was in the Super Bowl? It was who was in the Super Bowl last year off the top of your head? It was Cleveland. No, it was a Chiefs against the Eagles. But apparently there's a bar in North Beach where it might have been Chiefs, both the Chiefs and Eagles. And when they met in the Super Bowl, they just had a big block party there.
Mm.
But it might be from an NFC championship.
And this would have been the second time, because that's the second time they've met in the Super Bowl.
Oh, here you go. Limelight in Sacramento. Are you familiar with
I have not heard
Limelight
of it.
In Sacramento?
What team is that?
It says it's an Eagles bar.
So it's now the next bar. Phase of this, Stani, is somehow we got to maybe once a week or once a month, obviously. Maybe we could do a show remote. But if we went in like undercover and looked around, would I walk into, let's just say, the bus stop and see Bengal gear on the walls? Like, you know what I mean?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Ken Anderson.
They're saying, the North Star is in North Beach is an Eagles bar, which would mean that it's
Stani,
an Eagles
quick.
And Bills.
We got some breaking news.
Oh. 95.7 The Game, breaking
news. This is just moments ago. Susan Slusser of the SF Chronicle. Matt Chapman is headed to the IL.
Mm.
Jammed his thumb diving back into first base on Sunday. So he's hitting the IL with a right hand injury. And Christian Kost has been recalled for the Giants.
All right. And Kost was part of the little bit of a shakeup last Wednesday, I believe it was.
Now, did you see the play? Because it looked like he laid on the ground. I was like, but he stayed in the game, Chapman. Sunday, Stani, and I'm thinking, okay, nothing here, but man, you're going to miss that defense and that bat, so we'll see what happens moving forward, but now, Willie, we need you tonight.
Well, I was thinking how disappointing it must be to be hurt in the series before you go to Colorado,
man.
And especially, you know, Chapman has been, it feels like he's coming around.
Yeah, no doubt.
So once again, Matt Chapman, is on the injured list with a jammed thumb, and that happened on Sunday in the game against the Atlanta
Diving
Braves.
Back to first.
So.
The first piece of, like, Evan said it yesterday, and we were just comparing.
Oh, that's right.
Well, he wasn't, no. Well, why are you smiling? He pointed it out. Like,
he's a human jinx.
I wasn't saying that. He just said health has been on their side. It's just a little blip on the radar.
Yeah, Evan said yesterday, boy, this team has been healthy.
Compared to themselves the year before.
Yes.
Evan, this dude, man.
Last 10 games, he's been hitting .350.
Yeah, he's been good.
Now that's, yeah. And you're right. You're going to miss the bandbox, not even wiffle ball.
Yeah, it's first. Is that the most significant injury of the year? It's got to be, because Verlander's not less
really
significant.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What? It's not really close. That's what he said.
Well, Birdsong's been better than Verlander.
That's a fact.
I'm like, Verlander's still on the squad?
That's a fact.
Oh, boy.
Man,
oh, that stinks, man. He stayed in the game. I was like, he's all good. But, yeah, we'll see Schmidt at the corner, I'm sure.
I mean, he's going to miss an opportunity at Palmquist with an 8.5 ERA.
And I tell you what, he's going to miss that Dodger series coming up.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Willie, it's your time, baby.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah, Willie, it's your time, but it may have just gotten more difficult because...
Well, it can't get worse, right? You can't fall from the floor.
You're probably right about that.
And you'd hope to not get a couple hits, man.
He's hitting 193.
Man.
Is there...
There's two scoreboards now, let's just be real. They could win 8-0 tonight, and that's the most important thing. But Stein, if he goes 0-5 and they get winning, then it's like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Like it's almost, I would feel worse. Yeah, my team won, but I couldn't get in on it.
No, you want the team to win.
No doubt, but it would hurt a little more that I can't get my act right when we score 8 runs. You know?
My question is, at what point does I know everybody says it's early. But I kind of sometimes look at it the other way and say, I mean, how long do you have to be as bad as this before you start thinking maybe he's not the player?
Well,
he's never going to be the player he was the last 2 or 3 years in Milwaukee.
Steiner, he's getting so much jacked that game 163, if they make he's afforded. You paid it. You got to ride this out.
Oh,
I guess you're not as
No,
thin.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you have to ride it out.
No
but the
doubt.
Question is, what if, I mean, how, here's the other question. It's easy to say, well, he plays every day, but how long do you give him?
As long as it takes.
All year. I mean, he's at 193 now.
But the politics of the contract, Steiny, he's getting all, you know what, he wouldn't sit on my watch. Like, dude, we got to keep running you out there. Maybe spell you a day or two, but man, this has got to get better. It starts tonight. I'm predicting 3 hits.
You want to bet?
No.
Okay.
Then another. Who would take you in on? Who knows?
Who would say it?
Nobody would.
Has he had 3 hits in a game all year?
Right. Yes, he has.
You're not sure of that, but you're probably right.
No, he had got hot early on, and I'm trying to think who they were playing. That might have been the Rangers. He had got hot, Stoney. His version of hot.
Evan, how would you answer that if I said, you know, at what point does a guy struggle so much you start saying he may never be the player he was?
Well, there's a difference between not being the player he was and being the worst version of the player he is, which I don't think he will be. But to Goose's point, he does have 2 3-hit games.
Thanks.
How long ago?
You don't want to know that.
I feel like it was Texas, Evan, against the Rangers. But let's be honest. He's paid.
Oh, he's
paid. They wanted him. How much pressure would Matthew J. Steinmetz have on himself, it being June 10th, and you're kind of struggling like this? Because his boss, Buster, said, we've seen this before with, you know, guys that get big contracts and get off to a slow start. So are we really putting too much on it?
No, I think if you're Willie Adames, it's gotta be on your mind. You gotta be feeling pressure. You gotta be at this point. I mean, we're closer to the halfway point of the season than we are to saying it's still early. I mean, as Yogi Berra once said, it's getting late kind of early.
I love that one. And I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna be honest. You and Evan don't know this, but Stoney, if there was a radio jail for your takes, I drove myself to the precinct the other night, and it was when the Giants walked off Friday night, Evan. I'm at the yard, and there is Willie Adames celebrating as if he got the hit, and I got mad at Willie for like, you need to be over there crying because you're not doing your part. but he's not letting it drag him down. He's being a teammate. And there I am eating my garlic fries like in chicken tenders. Why is he happy?
Because the team won.
I'm telling you, Stanley,
do you realize what you're saying now?
No, I know. I'm just sharing the thought. Like, what do I want him to do? Have a razor blade? Like, dude, he's struggling. And he's happy for his teammates. They won. But here, I'm just sharing with you the thought that only a dummy, nobody else would admit to it. But Evan, I go, he's too happy for me. That's terrible, man. What am I?
You don't
I need 10 days in the clique, man.
I'm pretty cynical, but I'm not going to lie. That thought did not cross my mind.
So you've got a problem with leadership.
No, I don't.
Professionalism. Being a great teammate. Having a great attitude. Those are all awful things. I don't know why they would assign a guy like that.
Well, it's like my kid when he was getting bad grades and he's playing the PlayStation. I would snatch that remote, pull the power out the wall. Like, you get in the books. You know what I mean? Get those grades up, then you can. But, hey, Willie's been a great teammate, Stani, and the guys like him, so I'm rooting for him.
I'm sure.
But I did a 10-day.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Trust me, that was something that probably just would have gotten lost like a lot of takes of yours. It just would, you know what I mean? Because
no.
The rules are different for you.
Hey,
you know, don't have to pay the price.
When Evan said that, still bothers me, and I don't think he gave me the real explanation behind it, but we're all right.
We can get into that on the other side. I think I could be able to interpret and decipher that for sure. But yeah, just joining us, Matt Chapman.
That stinks.
Going on to the injured list. He has a jammed thumb, and he's going to miss the next two series at least. And I got to figure out what's going on after that. But he has a jammed thumb, ladies and gentlemen. So he won't be in the lineup this next two series at least. And then the last game he played was Sunday. So we're looking at midweek next week. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to switch gears a little bit on the other side and talk a little bit about the NBA and the NBA offseason because there's some things percolating.
Are the finals over?
No.
When's the game?
Tomorrow.
Mm.
Well, according to you, the finals are over. Because
you don't think
the Pacers are going to win any more games.
We got to bet that we do have.
That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Safeway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.